State Senator Mike Shirky on the hotline. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Greg. I just want to give you a heads up. I've only got a couple of minutes this morning, so okay. If you think I was cutting you off too quickly.
Big day, though, today, meeting with the governor.
Well, I'm hoping we have a meeting today. I haven't had that confirmed yet, but it's on the calendar. So continuing our discussion about what the next steps are with regards to a whole slate of things.
Any predictions?
No, I have no predictions right now, other than it'll probably take a few more conversations before we break through on something of substance. But she needs to ask us for some of the things that she vetoed, ask us for them back so we can provide that opportunity for her. And so far, she's not done so.
Some of the programs are coming back or no?
Well, some of the programs can come back as soon as she requests them.
Mm-hmm.
So far, she's not done that. So as far as we're concerned, the budget's been done for weeks now. It's not unusual, Greg, throughout the course of the year to have routine supplementals and transfers.
Right.
But they have to be initiated by somebody. And in this case, since we sent them to her funded and she sent them to us back vetoed, there would be no sense for us to send them back to her because she vetoed them unless she asked for them. And that's kind of the spot we're in right now.
Well, we had Mike Hurst on a couple days ago. He was, as you know, extremely disappointed.
Yeah, it was a little bit disappointing to me as well because Governor Whitmer and I stood on that stage at the groundbreaking and spoke quite positively about this new experiment that Mike is shepherding, which I believe is really important for us to try different things on this population of folks who struggle with addictions and giving them a safe place to go home to every night so that they can improve their chances of lifelong success. And it's a very small state contribution to a very important project that I don't understand why she would choose that one, but I think she was being more political than policy, just being straightforward with you.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mike, get a hold of us if anything develops.
I will, Greg. I appreciate you allowing me just a quick update here, but just let people know that don't fear. Government's not shut down. We're going to make it through this fine.
Okay. Thanks, Mike.